smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
A teacher's died and two students have been seriously injured in a sword attack on a school in Sweden. The masked suspect is also said to be in a serious condition after he was shot by police in Gothenburg. Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone has more details for KMFM.
Incredibly frightening scenes it must have been inside that school as the morning classes were getting underway. We don't know the motive behind the attack at the moment. That much is not clear. What is true to say is that this is a school which is made up largely of immigrant children.
This is KMFM News.
There are calls for a national dispersal system to be put in place to deal with all the asylum seeker children arriving in Kent. KMFM has been told the number of unaccompanied under 18s being looked after by the authority is set to reach more than 1,000 by the end of the week. Council bosses have called for young people arriving here to be sent to other local authorities. Peter Oakford's in charge of children's services in Kent. Speaking last month, he said they're having to take alternative measures to cope.
We are having to place unaccompanied asylum seeking children, and we've had to place some of them outside of Kent, so we've had to find independent fostering agencies in other counties to help ease the pressure at this moment in time.
Lorries are queuing on the M20 near Folkestone as Eurotunnel services are disrupted for the fourth day in a row. As you heard in the travel, there's a wait of 3.5 hours for freight trains after migrant activity in France. Meantime, the group that represents lorry drivers has welcomed news 500 more police are being brought in to help deal with the migrant crisis in Calais. The number of people camped there has doubled in recent weeks to around 6,000, with many making regular attempts to get in trucks heading to Kent. Donald Armers from the Freight Transport Association in Tunbridge Wells.
Some of our members are losing drivers because they say we don't want to drive internationally anymore. And we had a problem, or a report rather, of one of the members driving. Drivers having stones thrown at his lorry this morning as he was trying to make his way down to Eurotunnel.
KMFM News.
Detectives investigating reports of a serious sexual assault in Canterbury have charged a man with rape. It's after a 19-year-old woman told police she was attacked in a car park on Link Lane at around 3 earlier this month. A 22-year-old from South London is due in court later via video link. A man's been arrested after armed police were called to reports of a disturbance in Tunbridge Wells. Officers were initially sent to St John's Road at around 3 yesterday afternoon before sealing off part of nearby Barnett's Close. A 26-year-old man is being held on suspicion of assault with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. And one of the stars of MasterChef has given his seal of approval to a new facility in Kent, which it's hoped will create kitchen stars of the future. Greg Wallace is backing a new catering course at the Swales Skills Centre in Sittingbourne. The £1.3 million facility opened in September, and the TV judge is hoping it encourages more people to learn how to cook professionally.
In there is a complete state-of-the-art professional kitchen. What I want to see is youngsters embracing the industry, getting most from the industry, and for me to be eating in their restaurants in the years to come.
KMFM Showbiz.
The new Bond movie is getting rave reviews from the critics after its first screening last night. Spectre's being described as exciting, spectacular and stylish, whilst fans clapped and cheered at the end of the special preview. It's in cinemas from Monday.
KMFM Sports.
Cricket and England have taken a wicket since tea on the opening day of the second test against Pakistan. Mark Wood added to earlier dismissals from Moeen Ali, Ben Stokes and James Anderson in Dubai. A short time ago, Pakistan were on 204 for 4. Now with the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Karen.
Well, staying with cricket, Adam Riley signed an extension to his contract at Kent. The 23-year-old bowler made his debut for the county in 2011 and has taken more than 140 wickets in 100 appearances for the first team. Football and Manchester City have boosted their hopes of reaching the last 16 of the Champions League. They scored an injury time winner to beat Spanish side Sevilla 2-1 last night and go second in Group D. Manchester United are in the same position in Group B, despite only drawing 1-1 in Russia against CSKA Moscow. And Jessica Ennis-Hill says winning gold at this year's World Athletics Championships was her hardest and most rewarding challenge following the birth of her son. The Olympic heptathlon champion has recently returned to training as she prepares to defend her title at next year's Games in Rio.
To have had my son and to have this amazing home life and then come back into my sport and to win the World Championships a year after he was born was just, you know, an unbelievable achievement for myself.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.